Public health officials are warning about a newly discovered strain of HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The new strain was discovered in a New York City man, and it seems to progress very rapidly, and it appears to be drug resistant. That raises this question: just how many strains of HIV are there? Here with an explainer is Slate's Andy Bowers.
There are so many strains that scientists don't even count them all. The virus changes at a very rapid rate, in part because it mutates so quickly, and in part because it reproduces so often. In an infected patient, billions of virus particles are produced every day, and the genetic makeup of the virus changes by about 1% every year. The point at which scientists decide to call a particular variant a new strain is not well defined. Researchers do have broader classifications for HIV strains. There is HIV-1, which is responsible for the global epidemic, and HIV-2, a milder form specific to West Africa. HIV-1 is very similar to a virus found in chimpanzees. Among the viruses that are classified as HIV-1, there are three different groups: M for major, N for new, and O for outlier. Group M is by far the most prevalent, and it contains 9 lettered subtypes. The drug-resistant strain identified in New York comes from Group M and subtype B, the predominant strain in North America and Europe. So what do these distinctions actually tell us about preventing infection? Very little at the moment. Many studies have tried to determine if one subtype of the virus is more easily transmitted or deadlier than another, but to no avail.
And that explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers and Daniel Engber. Tomorrow on the program, we go looking for answers about a fundamental question: what is beauty? And our Mike Pesca goes looking for those answers at the Westminster Dog Show.
Tell me, what makes her beautiful in your mind?
Wonderful temperament. Just pretty to look at. Some of them are a little doggy. She's very pretty to look at.
What does that mean, doggy?
Their face, lots of wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of wrinkles. She's very clean.
She's a real beauty then, huh?
Yeah.
What dogs can tell us about the human ideals of beauty? That's Mike Pesca's story tomorrow on Day to Day.